paving that they would help offset with our project with water. So that was a good meeting, we had that the other day. Let's see, Team Bird, Streetscape, all these are in holding patterns till we get contracts. We're waiting for others to come back, like the Streetscape. The footbridge project, we did get the bids in. We're talking to the contractor right now because they did come in a little high. So we're trying to work those down because they were RFPs, which is good. So we're looking at the plans, seeing if there's any way to make it work a little better financially. So that's in discussion. That's why I'm not bringing it to you tonight as an action item. We'll probably have it for the next meeting.
And we're also talking with Carlucci and Jaffe and Lowy about trying to get some additional funding for the capital.
Okay, did you get the email from Nita Lowy that she's not going to run it?
Yes.
It took us a little bit by surprise.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
We're done with the Depew Avenue sidewalks. First Avenue came out really well.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, great. Very nice.
I've walked it about 6 times now just to say, oh,
yeah, it looks nice.
And Michael's very ecstatic with his little scooter.
Yeah.
And the LED project, again, is moving along. So a lot of these, I'll probably have more to report next time as we get more information, but it'll take time. Let's see. Oh, you have recreation?
Yeah.
So they're kind of in motion, everything going. They were waiting to get started with the wrestling season, which I saw that before, but it is their biggest program, so it's a successful program. And everybody knows about Melody hurting herself, correct? She broke her collarbone.
Did she?
Yeah.
She had,
I didn't know that.
So bad she had surgery.
Yeah, so she must have clean snapped that.
Wow.
So she's out up and about, but just to let you know, that's why you may not have seen her around too much.
No, I haven't seen her in a while.
I never feel like
that. All right. So again, you're kind of in between seasons with them. So there's not a lot to report from
but
recreation.
I like the idea of going back to the holiday windows.
Yeah, they're going to try to make that happen if they can.
Right.
Which is a great project. I did meet with the Board of Water Commissioners tonight, just sat through their meeting for a little while. If you have any questions about it, a lot of it is routine information. They are going to be flushing. Those types of things will get onto our website so people are aware of any of the flushing that's going on. Don Gilbert began as assistant superintendent, so he's on board now, taking over for Dan Massilio. So that was a good move. You can see from the superintendent's agenda, when you see that piece of that report, that's Kelvin's report. That's more of the operational piece of what's reported. Let's see. Minutes, there's nothing striking there. If you had a chance to read it, that's just what they went over last time. The other one, I see Jim is here. Did you want to talk? You usually have me report water side, but I think the one item you'd want to bring up is the signage. Is that
yes?
Right?
We're in workshop.
Yeah.
Basically, just one of the winter projects that we wanted to take on was some consistent signage for the waterfront area, so Memorial Park and Marina. I think it's a project that's started and stopped and started and stopped a couple of times. The idea also would be maybe to extend it into portions of the village so that we could direct people down to the waterfront. So it's just a project that we're starting now, but we'd like to do a presentation at some point when we come up with the design and language for different things.
Have you seen the wayfinding proposal that was given to us a few years ago?
I have, and I know that JC had talked about maybe taking that on as part of that project.
It just has signage design and stuff.
Yeah, I had seen an initial design about a year and a half ago. It seemed like nothing ever really happened. It didn't seem like people...
No, it was very expensive. It was like $10,000 for these wayfaring signs.
Yeah, so I think it would be great if we could do that for the village. And if we can find a design that we like and all, and if we could look for funding to try to support how we find it.
Would it be helpful if I sent... I have a copy somewhere of that proposal that has sort of a design and just where they would put the signs and stuff.
Sure.
There was a guy, I can't remember the guy's name, he's Australian. He was working with Piermont, South Nyack, and Haverstraw. I wanted to do all the river villages with the same types of signs.
Did any of the other villages adopt it?
Piermont did some, took some of it.
Okay. The other project that I think that we're working on, I have to find out from JC, is a wash box for the marina. Apparently there's DEC. It's unclear whether DEC requirements for having it in a tidal area like a river. It's required for fresh water, but the idea is that boaters would be able to remove any invasive species from the bottom of their boat, put it into this box that's at the marina. So we're hoping to have that constructed for the spring for next year.
Yeah, JC had mentioned
that.
JC
talked about
that
last
year.
Yeah, it's a fairly simple design, so we can do it in house. It's a small system. The only other thing is I need you for just 2 minutes to give you a quick update on the CBA and executive session.
Okay.
It'll be very brief.
Yeah, we'll do that when we get to it.
Do you want to do that one communication?
Oh, which one?
The speed bump thing? It's not on the agenda?
Oh, yeah, there was a request that came in for a speed bump.
Well, and there was also someone that called me earlier about a... parking spot, disabled parking spot.
Oh, handicap space?
They called me and said that you would have told them they needed to come to the meeting to bring it up to the full board.
Yeah, they may have filtered. Yeah, they could write it in or attend.
Okay.
Either way. I don't remember the call, but.
Yeah, I called them back earlier. So.
Wait, did you say there's a question?
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, where's the...
Oh, it's the last page of new business.
Oh, it's under new business.
Yeah, that came in late. We just want to make sure we got it in front of you.
Just in the communications piece, you can see the letter that I sent
in
to
new business,
his response.
Thanks.
Oh, he sent a response.
Yeah, he sent a response.
Oh.
This was about where signing the...
Yes, funding for the open.
Oh, you have
it.
I don't have it.
Somebody
else.
I think
a little bit about that. Is that a
okay.
Meeting, Lauren?
You can share mine. Wait, I just remember where it is.
No, you can ask me online.
Oh, they may or may not show up.
No, that's okay. So we wrote a letter to the county executive asking him to sign the resolution for the open space, $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote back and said he's for, I think you can see it, but just so everybody didn't
yeah.
see it, he's for open space, but he doesn't know where the legislature is going to identify where funds will come from. I heard from John that it was in the initial budget, but I don't think the budget's due for another couple weeks, so I don't know where they got that information, but that was information he passed along to me that it is already in the budget. But. I'm sorry?
Harriet mentioned that.
That the legislature has it in their budget.
Well, that it was budgeted, that needs to be, the budget needs to be passed, but
right.
That was one of the items in the budget.
From the county executive has it in his budget?
No, but
The way it works is the county executive gives a budget to the legislature, and the legislature then can add or take away from it. So
yeah.
I don't think he has to turn his budget in until November.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's November.
Yeah. I'll show you the correspondence that John had with Harriet.
Yeah, I think he actually sent it to me. Please resend it just in case he didn't, but he sent it to me today. So some private citizens have been talking with Harriet, John, and Joe's been involved. Elijah, I think, was also invited to the meeting. I don't know if you were involved in the initial discussions, but
no.
About the whether the TZ Vista site was available. I don't think it's for sale, but they want to just have it ready just in case something does come available, that they're ready to go.
It's the Trust for Public Space.
So there's a meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock?
3:30.
With the Trust for Public.
John had told me it was at 4.
I heard 3:30.
In the afternoon.
3:30, that said it will be there at 4.
Oh, okay. He told me it was at 4, so maybe. All right.
So that's, I mean, that's, it's an interesting idea where, of course, everybody, I think, on this board has always been for public space, for green space. It's interesting. Could be very expensive, but it's an interesting idea to, and we should follow through to see if it's possible for us to do it. So I did have a conversation with John D'Amato about that Tuesday. Today's Thursday, Tuesday.
I'm the same way, I'm
behind. Just a...
But start. Someone, yeah, go.
Let's begin. I was going to start doing this. So please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Close up the grade.
It's too steep for there.
And if you look back at the record, too.
Okay, so we have no nine. Thanks for tonight. We have the minutes in front of us. I hope you've had a chance to review them. I need a motion and a second for the minutes.
So you'll be able to call out those records.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll go with the
Someone moves.
A motion, second. Second for the minutes. Let's talk about that when
we get to
you're right. Let's get to the stuff. We have a motion and a second for the minutes. Any discussion? Jennifer, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We will now open for public comment on any of our action items. Our first action item is always our first action item, and that's for us to accept the audited voucher. Second one is to authorize me to sign a Justice Courts Assistance Program grant application. Third is for the Village Board to approve the Acadia Street Fair dates. Fourth is for Board approving the Chamber of Commerce dates. And fifth is for to award the tree maintenance contract to Wick's Arborist. And the last is for us to approve a policy against discrimination and harassment. Are there any public comments on any of those items? Seeing none, let's move through them. Resolution number one for the audited voucher. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next resolution is for me to sign the Justice Court Assistance Program grant application. Jim, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Steve is has asked Steve Mulvaney in the court to purchase a safe server and security cameras for this room, mainly this room.
So. Need a motion and a second?
I'm second.
Motion from Louise, second from Donna. Any other questions about this?
Where's the
grant?
Is this a state grant?
Yes. New York State grant.
Mm-hmm. Is there a match if we get it?
No.
No, these are straight. Almost all their grants are
100%.
Great. Okay. Definitely need it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. For resolution for the Acadia Street events, you'll find those in your book. We looked at them at our last meeting. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions about them?
Well, I'll make a motion and
second.
Oh, yeah, we need a motion and a second, then questions, right?
Right. Sorry. Now, these are just for the dates, not for the parking.
Right.
No, remember,
that's
you
right,
had
just
asked
the dates.
For.
These
yep.
are just
okay.
the dates.
Right.
I need a second.
I got it.
Oh, we got
okay.
a second.
Yeah.
No. Any questions? Concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now for the Chamber of Commerce events for 2020, need a motion and a second.
So moved.
I second.
Let's give Marie this one.
No, that's okay.
Right. We got Marie as the seconder on that one. Any
and again,
questions?
It's just for the dates.
Just for
the
dates.
Not for the
phone.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. To award the tree maintenance contract to Wicks Arborist. Need a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
All right, Marie.
Okay.
Any discussion? This is from the grant that we received for tree maintenance. So they're not village funds. We have a little bit of a controversy about that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. And last is a resolution for a village board to approve policy against discrimination and harassment. Jim, you want to give us a motion from
second.
Donna, second from Louise. Just a little bit of a, this is the October 9th deadline.
Yeah, we'll need this policy so that we can hand, this is a policy developed by NIMR and Spain Agency for us. So Walter had a chance to review it. It'll be our policy going forward. You have two significant trainings. One is workplace violence prevention, and the other is sexual harassment and discrimination. So this is for our sexual harassment and discrimination policy.
Does the board need to take the sexual harassment
yes.
course?
However, if you've taken it elsewhere.
I've taken it.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah,
so it'll knock out a lot of them.
A certificate?
But you need the certificates from
we
us.
Need proof of that
okay.
from you.
Well,
okay.
I've taken the state one. I don't know if it's the same course, though.
It's, it is. For the most part, you're probably 99.9%. So there may be.
I mean, I'll see if it, yeah.
All you need to do is just bring the certificate from
we throw it in your file.
Keep in our files.
Okay.
And I will be talking to the land use boards there also. And the commission.
All right, so the resolution before us is to adopt this policy. Any
Sorry.
Questions or thoughts? We have it already on the table.
My question is there's, I assume this is an update. We must have some sort of a policy already, right? Or is this just an update of that?
Yes, there's a new
okay.
law, the new law that's in place
law
now
different.
That was
right,
updated.
Okay.
You
right.
needed to recreate one.
Right.
And
right.
so the other one would go away. This replaces it.
I yep. couldn't believe we didn't have some sort of
no.
policy.
No, no, it's just based on
just
the new
law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Law passed
plus
the
we've
state
taken
that by October 9th.
Okay.
You had to have everyone
Got
had
it.
To take the
Got
course,
yep.
and that you needed to have a new resolution with
okay.
the language
Great.
From that law.
Great. Yep.
So that's
okay.
what this is about.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We would now entertain any public comment. You want to go first? Because did we just talk on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'd just like to try to get.
Could you just give us your name and your name and address because we're recording it so that we can.
Okay. Christopher Taylor, 237 High Avenue.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, parking up on High Avenue is getting a little iffy.
Thank you.
If I go to a doctor's appointment and I come back, you know, I might be, I've had to sneak it in over at Walgreens. You know, just want to see if I can get a spot out in front. There was one there when we moved in 20-something years ago. That was my
And where is this at? Right, but we're...
That's the block between 9W and Midland?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you don't have a driveway?
The one spot for my wife.
Okay.
One little spot.
You do understand that it wouldn't be designated just
for
you.
I understand.
Yeah, it's just that we're
But, you know, the chances
spots.
Are a little bit more in my favor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jim, did you have a question? I saw you going.
I wanted to make sure he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's open to anyone. Yeah.
Okay.
So, any questions? I mean, we've done this in the past to help people out. So, do we need to do a resolution? Can we do a motion, or do we need a resolution for this?
You need a resolution to do it.
Okay, so we're all saying yes, but we have to have a formal resolution. We'll have it at our next board meeting. We'll pass it,
okay.
and then we'll move it in after that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.
I would suggest that we at least let the neighborhood know.
Yeah.
Right.
So prior to the next meeting, we'll let them know because we did run into a little stumble once before.
Yeah. So the only problem could be if we get a lot of feedback from people on High Avenue that they don't want it, we would have to call you back and talk to you about it. So just.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that
No, I don't think there's a problem there.
I don't think there will be either, but just...
Yeah, can you just hold this so I don't lose it?
Okay.
So we'll consider the next one. If there's any issue, we'll get right back to you.
Okay, thank you.
The next board meeting is 2 weeks from today.
Thank you very much. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we are 20 minutes from our public hearing. We're working on getting Louise out of here on time. So any other reports to our village? Walter? No reports at all? Quiet week or what?
No, but nothing to report on.
Okay. So we have a request from our village administrator for an executive session. I could use a motion and a second on that.
So made.
So made and seconded over here on my left. Pick whoever you want, Jennifer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And that's for discussions of the CBA. So, Jim, any other updates? We've sort of worked through them. Do we have an update on the Parking Authority finances?
No, Parking Authority is at the second meeting.
Okay.
And then the general fund is in your binder under department reports. There's a profit and loss, and then there's a new report. It's the revenue and expense detail just for the month, so you can kind of see that. I don't know if it's helpful or if you like it, but it's different and it has different information. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really new since the last meeting. The issues that were brought up last time are, you know, continued, and we're going to keep watching them. But nothing else new to report.
How's it going with any of the permits to the park? Have you been anybody asking anything or coming in? It's been quiet.
No, the weather's getting colder, so there hasn't been anything.
Have we shut down the?
Yeah, we did a week or so ago. We shut that down.
I did put in your binders, just like last time, the events listing, which is on your front cover. There was a couple new ones on there, so you can look through those. If you have any interest, let me know. And then today, we didn't have this one on there, but today we got the invitation for the Nyack Center Legacy Gala. So I'll add that in for next time. But if you have interest in that, let me know, and I'll make you a copy of the invitation. We only have one.
Yeah. Kim usually, everybody should have gotten.
You got it by email, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A thousand times.
Yeah, I got it. Quite a few times.
Jim, where are we on, when we went to the new website, one of the things was that we got a new email. We were going to a new email system.
Right.
That was at least discussed. Are we in the process of that?
I believe we are, and I'd have to get that cleared.
Could you just check and give everybody an update on where we are on that? Because.
Thank you.
Every time I load up that email and it takes 10 minutes for it to load up, I think, oh, we're going to get a new email system. And I know Donna.
Yeah, sometimes I can't get in at all.
So thank you for the, you know, everything's important, but
I'm trying
key
to text
with the
text
people, so that, because that email is very wonky. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sending that.
Coming up soon, I don't see it here, but I'm trying to remember what the date is. I know that Francis Pratt's...
It's November 7th.
It's November 7th.
November 7th
yeah.
at the Seaport is her pastor's appreciation dinner. And
yeah, somebody showed me an invitation for that. We didn't get one. I mean, I
haven't seen one yet.
Is that with the one with the rings?
Yes.
Okay. She sends it. Well, I got one at home.
I did too. Yeah.
I think. Do you want me to talk about that at all?
Yeah.
All right, so the military banners, we were talking with the veterans to see their interest first about the honor banners for the military. So they've shown an initial interest, and we're trying to see. We're starting to spread the word who may want to try.
Okay.
So we sent for a sample. I'll bring it to the next meeting so you can see what it looks like. And these are similar to you see around the county.
Yeah, clock stand. Yeah.
So
how does that work then? They nominate people, like the Legion would nominate people, for instance?
Well, I think you could, as a family, you
purchase.
You can purchase
the banner.
Purchase,
we can't spend money on that, though, right?
It would just be labor on our part during the day to throw them up.
No, I'm saying if the model is currently the family purchases, but like, is there anything in theory, like we beautify, we spend public money to hang you know, flower pots and things like that. If we wanted to, we could pay for banners ourselves, right?
Not in this year's budget.
That that would be up to the board if you, the village wanted to put anything on.
Certainly could, but I mean, our, this year's budget.
Not this year's budget.
I got it. That was more theoretical question.
Yeah, and I believe you do. I think it's Memorial through Veterans Day is when they're up. Then they come down and you give it back to the owner.
To the owner.
Or the purchaser, or the family, whoever purchased it.
So it hangs from Memorial to Veterans?
That's how it's set up in some parts of the county. I believe that's Clarkstown. There's a couple places where they do that.
Then you put it back up next year?
Yeah, because you don't want it in perpetuity. You know what I mean? You want to give it, here it is.
Family gets it back.
Yeah, and the family, whoever purchases it.
Right, I guess
and then could they come back and ask us?
I believe so. I think they want to bring it back up.
That would make sense.
Just so it's not there forever, you know. And,
yeah, you don't want it up there.
And then it gets a mess.
The weather.
And,
right.
Yeah. I mean, they have a life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking, if there were, do we have any idea roughly what the cost is for each banner?
Yeah, exactly. Not roughly.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I have it in front of me, guys. I don't have the number in front of me.
Do you remember roughly what it was?
Like 250
per banner.
Somewhere about 200, yeah. Somewhere in that range, yeah.
Yeah. I remember the number being 250, but that could be wrong. But that's what I remember.
Thank you. That's where I get.
And once we see the interest, I think we can further discuss that.
Sure.
Yeah. If you see it pick up, then you know.
I think it's thanks for working on that because I think that's for a long time. I think that's something that should be doing.
Yeah.
Just another date for everyone: November 13th. The village is hosting a sustainability meeting called NIAC 2030, and I don't remember where it is now.
Well, she's doing something at the library on the 28th, okay. Monday, October
20th. No, that's the climate 13th, thing, right.
Okay. And it is at the library also, the library community room, from 6:30 to 8:30 at night. And you'll all be getting an email the next few days.
Yeah, I got the climate one, and Mary even has flyers for it that she's putting up around.
Right, yes. Yeah, and this
for the
is really
October
to,
28th one.
This is to bring people together to talk about what can we as a community do to lower our carbon footprint and move our sustainability agenda forward. And we're inviting like the NIAC School District, the NIAC Hospital, trying to get all the major players together.
And churches as well.
Churches, yeah.
Yeah.
That's November 13th.
Can I ask one scheduling question? This is Jennifer. Is it correct we only have one board meeting scheduled in November?
And one in December
and
also.
One in December, okay.
Yes, I think you were right on the number. It's about 200. It's paid by the sponsor. There's no cost to us.
Okay.
That's how the program's being set.
So you can see the list of events. There's a the Pride Center Gala is this weekend. The Association for the Village for the Visually Impaired always has this White Cane Awareness Day. And then Preach Newton this is Pastor Appreciation.
He's been there 17 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That guy's got the loudest voice that I think I've ever heard. I love him. He's hysterical when you walk into Staples and he's selling somebody something you hear all out through the mall.
Why, he works there?
Yeah, he works at Staples.
Didn't know that.
We have no old business. In our communications section, there's a request from Paulette Ross for the 15th annual art walk. On June 21st, which again, 19th to the, well, I think she saw that we were dealing with the events for the ACADA and
nervous.
And the chamber, and she wanted to make sure she got it in. So are we okay with that? I didn't read it. Is there
anything
there about
parking?
Well,
she's looking for the parking. So in light of what we said to the chamber and the ACADA for the parking, I think we have to visit that as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a resolution for the next time for the dates, and for
Well, her thing is just for parking.
Just let me finish this and then I'll come right back to you.
Her dates are just for, well, she's really not saying. She's just saying the art wall. But we have to, you know, discuss the parking part of it.
Yeah, I think.
Because I think that she's just assuming that we know it's part of her request, even though she doesn't spell it out within here.
Yeah.
Well, Louise, when's the African, do you know, do you have a date for the African-American parade yet?
First Saturday.
So it's going to be back the first, okay, great.
Yeah, I think the only reason we changed it.
That's perfect.
I can't believe we're talking about that.
Jeff?
The question was, I think it just sort of like followed with Paulette's request about the parking. Now, forgive me for being late, but I don't know what the resolution was, the final resolution for the chamber.
We gave the dates. We approved the dates.
Yeah. Now, the parking, what was resolved with the parking?
We had no discussion on the parking today.
Okay.
But if most of your dates are Sundays, right?
Well, no, but this is for Christmas, during the holiday.
Right, the holiday parking.
Was that a resolution?
That was put, no, we didn't put that in the resolution because we said we wanted to get the resolution.
Jim was going to give us
just
some information.
Just to, right.
Yeah, do you have information on costs and stuff? That's what we need.
On Saturdays, it's just under 1,000, I think, a day. As what we would generate out of the parking lots. Now, you want to go village-wide, though.
They want to, right. Yeah.
I think we were hoping to get sort of both options so we could see what the cost was for the parking lot and see what the cost was village-wide.
Yeah, the numbers I have right now are with the new meters, so I don't think they're the best numbers, right, because there was a lag time in there before. So I'm going to go back to last year and get that data, and I'll have that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have it in time so you can make the decision.
Yeah,
I'll have it by
next soon, though, because we're sneaking up on November, so.
Yep.
Yeah, as long as we have it by the next meeting, I think we should be okay.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that they would like to get ads out now, but it's going to have to be the next meeting, Jack.
That's fine. No, that's fine. As long as you're working on it, that's cool. That's great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so back to Paulette's request, we'll hold off the parking and just give the dates?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
She can have the dates, but not parking, so we have to make sure that she understands that.
She understands that we still need, we're trying to make decisions.
Correct, as far as the parking.
Okay.
With regard to that, just a question. What had we done in the previous years? I forgot. Was it just... What went with the art wall? Because I know we did
just the art back, art
the back,
lot.
Right?
The art of the lot.
The back
okay.
art of the lot.
Right.
Not
okay, that's what I thought.
The art of the lot.
The art of the lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
the river space. The art of
the
lot.
No, one in the back. Yeah, the big one.
Okay, so we'll get a resolution on that. The correspondence we have. That was. I think we went over the first one for the back and forth with the county executive. The second one is for your information. It's from the folks that are bringing the power line down from Canada. It doesn't touch us, but since it's within a certain number of miles, we get the information of what's going on as well.
It's going through, where's it going? Through Parkstown, I think, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, any other public comment?
Yeah.
Name, please, and just name for a recording.
Yeah, Joe Carlin, Second Avenue.
Excuse me, one quick second, Joe. Do you not want to do this one, darling?
Let's do this first. Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Just the...
Sorry. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
Yeah, just a quick last meeting, I mentioned the issue with regard to the sidewalks on Gedney. And Don, you said that you weren't aware of the...
There is a sidewalk there, I went down.
From Lydecker down to Main, it's also blocked. From Lydecker on the other side, from the line of Lydecker to Main, there's a barrier sitting on the sidewalk.
Right, yep, and also on Main Street from Gedney down to...
Right, correct, yeah. Correct. Any chance of getting that?
Did Don get a chance to look at that?
Yeah.
He didn't report back to me, but
so
I asked him.
We've asked the building inspector. I guess he hasn't had a chance to do it. He was sick for a couple of days, so the answer is we don't know.
Okay.
But we'll keep after it.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Joe. Good reminder. I'll mention it to him again. Any other public comment? Comments from Village Board of Trustees?
Just communication.
Let's go over this last one.
But I think that we visited this one time before. Someone was looking to do a speed hump there on DQ Avenue between Mill Street and Prospect. And I mentioned that to Jim Galanti.
Mike Galanti.
Right.
Yep.
I think we had him do a report on this, so Jim's going to get with him. Because I think he said we couldn't do it because of the way the grade is in that section.
Can we pull the reports out from Depew? Because we've had a few on Depew.
Right.
We were with both speed bumps and the speed limit that we lowered.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them out and review them, Jim.
Yep.
And look and see if there's anything else we can. Because that is the
it's horrible.
Sign. Yeah. The line of sight on all of those roads.
Yeah.
Washington Summit,
they're all
really, really, really bad.
And people are speeding,
but
also it's still
25.
Very dark in the village. I remember I mentioned that, I wasn't at the last meeting, but the one previous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still very dark, and you said that's O&R?
Yeah, we're doing the review now. We've been calling.
Oh, you are doing that? Okay,
yeah,
good.
We're calling, because it actually works out to our benefit in the morning when the sweeper's out. So we're getting a lot of that information.
Okay,
so we're
good.
Feeding them with lights that are out right now.
Okay, thank you.
I was just saying, if for some reason, if the grade is too steep for the speed bump, mm-hmm. then can we think about maybe we need a stop sign at one of those intersections?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there should be a stop on...
Yeah, let's look and see
what reports
we have,
right.
And then we'll...
And
we
then
can,
we'll look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just the other thought, maybe removing one of those parking spots there. Because he mentioned within this letter... somebody's car getting hit because of the way the cars have to come out, making the left coming from Prospect up Depew.
It's narrow.
Everything's narrow. Hudson is like,
what can we,
it's parking, it's crazy.
Okay. Comments from the Village Board of Trustees. Marie, do you want to start and tell us about the food truck event where you ate so much?
The food truck event up at Nye High School. I think this is the second year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
It was amazing. And they had, I think, 14 or 15 trucks. They also had some vendors on the Cowan Field. But on the across the street, they had, of course, I guess the parking lot, whatever, the big open field, they had games and they had fire truck for the children to, you know, get on and get off and bouncy houses and whatever. It was a great day, and the crowds kept coming. They came, they did their stuff, they left. It was really a wonderful event. And
it seemed like they had more vendors last year, though.
Yeah, I think they did.
They had
did
more
they?
Vendors last year. They didn't have as much of the game activity. They had the music with the stage.
Yeah,
they had a lot of food vendors last year, though.
Okay, because I didn't stay as long last year. I did a walkthrough, but this year... A group of us, you know, brought a table and a tent, and we sat out there, and
You camped out.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And I ate from several trucks, so it wasn't just one.
The
weather was fantastic. Two Sundays ago?
Yeah, two Sundays.
29th, the last Sunday in September.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I was out of town.
That's
right.
Yeah, it really, and it was great. All ages and the like, it was good.
Just I was at the last Housing Authority meeting. There's a new woman on that board that took over for Bob Luce. I can't repeat her name at the moment because I don't remember it. But their project with that whole thing that's going on is now pushed out yet again. So now they're thinking, and I'm actually going to reach out to Tony because one of the tenants got in touch with me regarding that, and they weren't too pleased. So now they're looking at the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if they'll be moving in then. It's been a couple months.
Yeah, it's a big job.
It's unfortunate because now the weather has changed, so now there's someone in particular that's staying with her sister, Hot Dog Donna. And so they, you know, she needs clothes, but they're telling her it's a construction zone, we can't let you in.
What?
So so it's kind of like between a rock and a hard place because she still has her summer clothing. So I'll be calling Tony and seeing.
That's an issue for our building department, right? Could we get, when we had the fire at Tallman Towers, we had the same issue. And what we needed to do was have our building inspector go with them. And they may need a hard hat and all that, but there is a way to do it because I remember getting Paul and Don down there to get people stuff out of their apartments.
That would be great. So if I could, if you could.
But if there's, it's a law. If there's a construction zone, people can't go in. It's an OSHA law.
Right.
So you have to have somebody there with building authority to allow them to go in. At least that's what happened.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
So Jim will let me know so that I can reach out. That would be really great. Yeah. I think it'd be very helpful. And if it's going to be one time, because there's Gloria, somebody else that's, you know, a handicapped, my mom lent her something, but she too can't get in to get her clothes. So if we're able to do that, I could find out the ones that might need something and then kind of coordinate it for that particular day and time.
All right.
Okay, great.
I need a motion and a second for opening the public hearing on revisions for section 250-10 of the Parks and Recreation Law to allow for the village clerk treasurer to issue park usage permits for groups of 10 to 40 people.
So made.
Second.
So the public hearing is open for that legislation. If anyone has any comments on it, we'd be happy to hear them.
There's a list. I have some list. Just in case. I'm the only guy who signed it.
Thank you.
I think.
Yes, he is.
All the other people forgot to sign, I guess.
Don't cut the line.
Was this pushed back?
Yes.
It was?
I have no idea.
My gut perception is.
Oh, is that an age thing?
What's that?
Is that an age thing?
No, that must be that
part. I noticed it.
It's during court, these two tables are pushed back.
Yeah.
So it pushes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's lucky I've never been in court. So
there you go. Keep it that way.
Yeah, there's still time. Nice.
Sorry.
So I look at the proposal, the resolution, the law, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's about time that it's been codified. The question I have is there's no mention in there regarding notification and enforcement. In other words, let's say there's a group of 30 people, and not that I would say anything, but let's say somebody there is annoyed that there's a group of 30 people. What do they do? Who do they call to verify that they have a permit? That's number one. Number two, assuming that are there without a permit, how do you enforce it? Would the police be called, and who calls the police? So these are little mechanisms that I think should be part and parcel of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like any code provision, drinking in public, disorderly conduct, call the cops, they can give a ticket. So the people that we need to let know that this law exists are the police. It's hard, though. You know, there's been larger groups in the park, and the police get called, and then they call my office and say, well, what do you want me to do, give 300 kids a ticket for swimming in the river? Like, no, find the adult, give the adult a ticket. So the short answer to your question is it's enforced like any other code provision.
But because it happened to me when I got notified there was like 60 people in the park, and I found it to be a little frustrating personally. I even called you. I called Orangetown. They're like, are you going to be there? Like, am I going to hold people there until they get there? I mean, by the time they came, it was just a whole congestion thing for a while. But by the time they came, it was sort of.
We were discussing having a monitor there.
Yeah. Right. That was one of our discussions, bringing the monitor in with the ability for safety and medical and all of that, who to call, and questions in regard to getting, you know, the police on the phone and whatever.
We had really no issues after we had the monitor in place. It was minimal. Some calls came up to us. It would come up
right.
to the Anne Marie or to Jennifer mm-hmm. and I. And mm-hmm. I went down. That one day you called, I went down and was able to get a group on the move. So it has worked. Having the monitor did work.
Are we going to be including that as part of the code issue, what we're doing? Or how are we going to make sure that we always have a monitor down there?
Well, you've asked me to employ a monitor, so I'll make sure they're
okay.
there.
Okay.
I don't think we need it right at the wall.
Okay, I just want to make sure that if there's access to someone down the park in the event there is an issue. I don't know what you want to call it.
All summer.
You know?
Yeah, and so, he was able to connect with us. There were times we told him, or we did it for him or her.
Yeah.
No, it was two fellows. It was Brian and Matthias. Okay. We've called the police. So it's worked out. It did work out. We got it down, the mechanism down.
Right.
So that we could respond.
And the people that did go down, that had approval,
mm-hmm.
had the document.
Yes.
The approval that we sent out. So I think we're following it.
Yeah, perhaps it's good to have on the website, the monitor should have, let's say, a telephone or a cell phone, something that if somebody's at the park and you're requesting a group, that they could call the monitor.
Well, they're there because the park's not that big.
Site.
I mean, they're right there on the site.
I understand that, but sometimes you don't know where they are.
I guess the problem would only be, I think the problem would be is since there's not, it's not the same person that's
right.
there at all times. If you put cell phone, I don't think we want to have an employee.
No, they call here.
They've got a huge orange shirt.
I think like anything, the enforcement is all, I mean, this is the same with a lot of stuff. Because, you know, we have to, focus has to be on enforcement, and we struggle sometimes to get the police to enforce mm-hmm. things in the village in the way we'd like them to. You know, so folks just got to keep calling and trying to, you know.
I mean, it's a minor issue, but it's yeah. something that, in general, it's a good improvement.
Great.
Thank you.
Can I ask a quick Memorial Park question?
Yes.
Do we close the gate at night? I thought we did.
The PD is supposed to close the gate.
Because I happened to be getting home late last week and a little before midnight and was parking on Piermont Avenue, actually Depew, right by the gate, wide open.
Yeah.
So.
And when you do see that, please, if it's late, it doesn't matter what time you call, text me. I'll get to the PD.
Okay.
Once in a while, whatever they're doing running around, they forget about the gate.
Yeah, because I thought it was closed at night.
10 o'clock is when they
close.
Yeah, but from time to time,
yeah.
whatever's happening.
We don't close it earlier when when it's getting dark in the middle of the winter at 5 o'clock. We still leave it open until 10?
The current rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
It's,
okay.
Yeah, 6 to 10. 6 a.m. to 10.
Yes.
Because people still going into the
yeah.
close
yeah.
to the winter
yeah.
playing
yeah.
basketball, and you know,
yeah.
so
yeah.
we wait as long as we can.
Any do we want to hold the public hearing open? Do we want to vote on the law now? What's the pleasure of the board?
I'm okay with voting now.
I'm okay.
All right, so I need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And now a motion to adopt the law.
So moved.
Second. Third.
Any further discussion? Gone over this a million times. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Law is now adopted.
Got a nice season to prepare.
I don't think that there's anything else from Luis. Did you have anything? Okay, so I'll take the motion to go to exec session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're going to get out of here early today.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Good night.